The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. I'm Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05, June the 13th. It's the first day of the fair down in Anderson, the Shasta County Fair. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, yeah, I know. I just, the
it's
coffee,
the morning,
I, yeah, the coffee I just drank has just returned.
How attractive. Welcome to KCNR 1460.
I know. Isn't that good?
But
the only thing I didn't was regurgitate all over the microphone, which is probably a good idea.
Here's the interesting thing is, why don't we just, you want to make your introductions, and then of course we're going to go to our market moment where we can hear about, we want to talk about regurgitation.
Well, no, I think we should pass that. But speaking of regurgitation, Bad Bob, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yeah, and that shirt is, that's a new shirt.
It's probably what you can find
out. Or is that one
of the
ones you found in the warehouse after the move?
I think this is one that we found. But proud to announce we are finally out.
Where's
of
your
the
applied button?
3-month project to get out of our little warehouse there that...
Little warehouse.
Well, 2,200.
It's like a hangar.
But now we have boxes and boxes and boxes to go through that we moved. But at least we can do that at leisure. Anyway, good morning.
I hope you do it at leisure, because we had a tendency when we moved. We still have a storage unit because we don't have a garage. We have a carport. So we still have stuff that it's like... When it's 110 out, you don't feel like going through boxes. So then comes, where's my stuff? And then I can't find my stuff, so let's go buy more stuff.
Now, come on, now, really.
Let's put the next stuff in the box with the stuff.
I can understand the 110. But what about when it's nice and like 70 and it's beautiful out and we don't go down there either? But we did go through it the other day, and I emptied up a bunch of boxes, and I realized is that... Because we moved everything we could move, everything we have in storage into something half the size, because we moved a bunch of Mike Quinn stuff in there, which we're getting ready to take out.
Well, it's being organized, because what happens is after we do our show and we go to a wonderful event in town, which is where our heart really lies, guess what? Stuff accumulates.
Like
and
this morning.
Stuff doesn't get done.
Stuff in the closet. You know what? I asked Linda. I got on my hand. I went down on my knees and said, "Linda, please do not buy me any more shirts."
Oh yeah, you can just imagine that.
I have 86 shirts. I had 86 shirts in my closet, and I said, "Linda, please don't buy me another shirt." She said, "Well, you've got another closet over here. We can stick them in." No,
I didn't
no.
say that.
No, you didn't say that, because that closet is full of shirts too. This is not. And you go through all your stuff. I mean, you go through your stuff. You know, I mean, just. I mean, bags of stuff you get rid of.
It takes me a day, and I think, unfortunately, many of the items that we do buy today, you know, I don't want to say unfortunately, but we're kind of more of a society that wears things for a few seasons and then throws them out. I don't think things are really made. It depends on where you shop, by the way. But, I mean, you send things to the dry cleaner, and after a while, the collars get, you know, kind of funky. Unless, of course, you have like what Bob does when he's got the vintage Hawaiian shirt that has been washed multiple times and
it
still
looks
good.
Great. It looks great. Yeah,
soft.
It's soft. Yeah, you know, it clings to the curves of your body.
Oh, there's a visual the audience did not.
Okay,
need.
Speaking of numbers, let's go to Chris Lasondak and find out what's happening in the market minute.
Hey, Chris good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading sessions, and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 35 points at 12,538. The S&P 500 down 4 points at 1320, while the NASDAQ Composite's down just about 7 points at 2036. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 99 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Johnson & Johnson up $1.07 at $64.15. Bank of America down a nickel at $7.44, and Ford is down 9 cents at $10.42. Of local interest, PG&E up a nickel at $44.96, Safeway down 13 cents at $18.03, and North Valley Bank is down 14 cents at $12.86. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.61%, the 2-year Treasury yielding 0.29. Oil's down 91 cents a barrel at $82.41, and precious metals are mixed, with gold up $7.86 an ounce at $16.17.36, while silver's down a dime at $28.84. This is Chris Losondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris. Have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And go head on down to Park Marina Drive and talk to Chris and Josh and Kathy and Susan and about what's going on in the market. They're the ones that can help you out a lot. Okay, today on our show, Kathy Darling Allen, the Shasta County clerk, and the story that we broke yesterday about the ballots going out late.
We get to hear about that because I know
she's going
to
call in.
You wrote it hard yesterday.
Yeah, well, I did write it hard because it wasn't right. And Kathy sent me an email, and it was Bruce Ross picked it up in the on his blog on it. Took me to task for not writing, and he's right. Took me to task for not keeping my time under the helmet, my military
all
blog
right.
up.
Well,
it's time to do that, but still.
Right.
But still, you know that thanks to our listeners who are about that. Anyway, Kathy's going to give us a call, and we're going to talk about what happened and how we can make sure it never happens again. Then we've got Jim Wilson's coming to talk about a trip to Israel and his take on the Israelis and what's going on over there. And then, of course, Young Entrepreneur Week is coming in with Tim Rail from Simple Business Solutions and Jason Nally with Smart Alternative Fuels. Wait till you hear what this guy does.
This is wonderful. Yesterday, our show, we had two young entrepreneurs that own some fabulous restaurants downtown. It was a great show.
They own most of downtown, it seems like, in fact.
All week, and high school buddies, soccer buddies. You know, that was great. So this week, the rest of this week, of course, we've got the young entrepreneur spirit, young people that you probably, some of them maybe have never heard of that have businesses down here. Those are going to be across the 8 o'clock hour for all of today, Thursday and Friday. We got to take a break right now. Wow, we're so glad to have you here this morning. 7:12 in the morning. You're going to go over the weather in just a minute. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Make your dad's day extra special and treat him to the delicious meal that he deserves. Bring him to Elements inside Wind River Casino for Sunday brunch or our Father's Day dinner special on Sunday, June 17th. Super Dad Deals. Brunch includes a carving station with prime rib and pork loin, omelet station, freshly prepared waffles with an assortment of toppings, along with an array of delicious desserts and much more. Served from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All you can eat for just $19.95. Let Dad and Mom sit back and relax on his special day. Father's Day dinner special. All you can eat prime rib, including salad, baked potato, or mashed potatoes with seasonal vegetable. Only $15.95. From 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. Price reflects River Club card price. While you're treating your dad to a great Father's Day meal in Elements, make it a day and try your hand at blackjack. Pull up a seat at the River's Edge Poker Room, play bingo, or spin the reels on your favorite slot machine. No one else in town offers this. A great meal, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Welcome back. Build me up, Buttercup, baby. You know
now,
what
is the
one of the biggest things, faux pas, you don't do
now,
in studios.
Let's ask Bad Bob. Bad Bob, what's the one thing you don't do in a studio when you've got all the microphones and computers laying around?
You've been in
here.
The business how long?
Yes, I have a hard and fast rule in my control room here that there's no uncovered beverages. Well, what do I do this morning because I'm running on pretty much 5 hours sleep and some adrenaline? I put a little bit of coffee into my thermos top and promptly dump it.
Well, frankly, a little bit of coffee is a drop. You dropped like a half a gallon all over the table.
No, so if we're talking...
A little goes a long... It's like a head wound, you know? Yeah. A little goes a long way.
Oh, wait, was that my microphone? Yeah. I think we got...
All right, we're good now. All right.
Just kidding. Hey, like, that was supposed to be things, short. Just
okay,
kidding.
What's the weather? Let me get to our guest here.
All right. Well, right now, it looks like our temperatures are going to be around 96 degrees today, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 61. We are going to have 10 mile to 15 miles an hour on Thursday with gusts up to about 20 miles an hour, as well as tonight. So when you think that you're going to escape the wind, just realize it's going to be windy. Now, a lot of times we'll get up and, you know, we're watering our plants. Of course, and making sure we do that early in the morning. But sometimes when you have those potted, you know, palms outside, they fall down. So, you know, just be mindful about that. We have throughout the week, a mostly hot day. It's 66 degrees downtown and going to reach about 101 to 101 on Sunday. My gosh. Weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Probably a good time to go out to Ensemble Vineyards for Father's Day brunch, where they're going to have fly fishing exhibitions. That should be a lot of fun. Great menu. All the good stuff that you love with their Reserve Filet Mignon, Steak Danielle, great stuff like that. So get your reservation, and if you want the early slot, seems to be that would be the good time. 474-5546. The weather brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
You know, one of the things we talked about yesterday was we had people calling us at 6:30 in the morning and then on into the show about how the ballot star military were not sent out in time. And we talked about that. I called our county clerk, Kathy Darling Allen, and asked her about that. And she was so responsive. And in fact, she is on the line right now. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Can you tell our listeners what happened?
The bottom line is that we made a huge error. Obviously, there's no excuse. There's no reason I can tell you that's going to excuse those ballots going out late. And they went out. The deadline was Saturday, 45 days prior to the election. So about half the ballots went out on Saturday, and then more ballots went out on Sunday and on Monday. So 176 ballots total went out 1 and 2 days late.
And it seems like the federal authorities get all excited about that, and they sued the state over this.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. The Federal Department of Justice, under the MOVE Act, which is a new federal law, or relatively new, but that 45-day deadline's been in state law in California for some time. So that's not a new deadline for us.
And can you tell us what happened?
We had some staffing issues, some personnel issues, and frankly, I was out of the office for 2 days at a meeting in Sacramento on that Thursday and Friday. And so when I came into the office on Monday and discovered that they had not all been sent already, I was, as you can imagine,
a little excited,
very unhappy. But
So what happens to the people that were supposed to do that, to make sure they'll never do that again?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's really a personnel issue, obviously, so it's difficult to talk about details, but I can assure you that the staff that are responsible are devastated and so remorseful and yada yada. That doesn't necessarily fix the problem, obviously, so we'll take steps to ensure that this is not an issue again.
Okay. Can you hang on just for a second?
Of course.
We've got to take a break. We got off our time limit here. But, you know, one of the things that I want to talk about is to ensure people that it's not a conspiracy. Kathy's got people in the service that are close to her. And so that, and talk a little bit about this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Finally, I figured out what it took a long, long time. Now there's a ton of
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the mood for fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday with free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including high-flying motorcycle action Wednesday night, a tribute to the Eagles Thursday, Friday night's Colin Ray concert, Saturday night auto racing, and Sunday Destruction Derby, hypnotist Chris Mabry, carnival, junior livestock auction, and much more. Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day is Wednesday with free admission 12 and under and the Pepsi stage drawing at 6 p.m. Thursday is Seniors Day with free admission 62 and older and the annual wine tasting event from 6 to 9 p.m. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better place to try our locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair. Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this special venue behind the office at the main entrance to the fairgrounds, the Shasta District Fair at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
WE Multimedia Theater Group presents Frankie and Johnny and the Clair de Lune, directed by Wade Riggs and starring Bobette Ellis and Russell Pyatt. Frankie and Johnny is the hard-hitting but ultimately redeeming romance of a waitress and a short-order cook. A sometimes touching, sometimes hilarious love story, which proves that you never choose love. Love chooses you. Rated mature, Frankie and Johnny and the Clair de Lune on stage at the Old City Hall Performance Center, June 22nd through 30th. Proceeds benefit the Shasta County Arts Council. Tickets available at the Enjoy Store or online at WEMultimedia.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 on Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:24 in the morning. Our guest, Kathy Darling Allen, who is the Shasta County Clerk. We're talking about how the absentee ballots were sent late to our troops overseas, plus other people in other countries. They were, 2 days late going out?
That's correct.
And the fact is comments we're hearing and seeing is that since a law was broken, and I realize you can't talk about personnel, but I mean, is it a supervisory thing? Not you. You've owned up to this, but is it something that we can be assured that will never happen again?
Absolutely.
Okay. And the measures taken to make sure it doesn't happen are?
They are in process, in planning. Frankly, we're still cleaning up from the June election. So to move forward to November is going to be a process that happens over the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Would you say that, Kathy, would you say that will there be personnel that will actually be reprimanded in such the way that they will be losing their positions after this event?
You know, I really can't comment on that. In county employment, you have to talk to county personnel and county attorneys as well before any of this stuff can happen. So,
well, you can imagine that there was such an outrage yesterday that came pouring into the station that we've got several accounts of people who just want to hear. First of all, we commend you for, you know, standing in front of the fire line, if you will. Second, I think what some people want to hear is that is not going to be a lackadaisical approach to reprimanding people. It's in such a huge scale. So many people have been affected by the trickle-down effect of somebody not doing their job.
Right. Believe me, that there's a very strong awareness of that for me personally, but also for the staff that are involved. I sat yesterday in the main part of our office. My office is on the second floor, and the rest of the staff usually sit downstairs. And because we're processing the election, I always go and sit downstairs for the two or three weeks after the election and help with the processing and kind of keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on downstairs. And so basically my entire staff got to hear me talking to reporters and concerned voters and citizens who called in to talk to me yesterday. So I think everybody has a very clear understanding of how seriously the community takes this issue, and I don't think there's any doubt that, you know, the way we're going to handle it is going to be very serious as well.
Okay, Kathy. Well, you know, thank you for being so forthcoming.
Yeah,
you sent us a really nice email. I believe you've got family that serves in the that has been in the service and is in the...
My brother served in the First Desert Storm. My grandfather was not Navy, I'm sorry. He was a flying doctor in the Army Air Corps before the Air Force was formed.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I know you've got your hands full. We do appreciate you calling in and, you know, being a voice. And as you can well imagine, you know, we do have such a patriotic area here that we realize that some of those people that feel affected are the ones who feel like people lost their lives for the vote. And to not get that opportunity to have it counted. Thank God what's happening is things happen. Mistakes happen. It's how do we move forward as a unit, as a team, to make sure it doesn't happen again. So we do appreciate your call. We've been talking to Kathy Darling, and appreciate that. Keep us informed of what's going on.
We will. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Kathy. All right. Well, you know, this is an important story, and it's got to be that the people that work for her have got to really understand is that, you know, not getting the ballots out on time is one, you're breaking the law. And, you know, of course, if you're a day late to REU, you know, you get punished, you know, you get a fine for your, on your, electric bill. And yet, you know, you can be 2 days late on the sending out ballots to our troops in the front lines. And the offering to fax things to them and all that, this doesn't work because there's no faxes when you're in the Kandahar region and you're out on an outpost like Restrepo. Yeah, that doesn't work that way. But I am going to take our county clerk, Kathy Darling Allen, at her word that this will never happen again and that the people that were responsible for this will be reprimanded. If I'm not sure how the unions do that, but it should be interesting. And
how protected are the people who made mistakes? That's the question.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, you sometimes in the old days, if you made a mistake, you would probably lose your job over making a mistake.
I don't know if he deserved losing a job over a mistake. Otherwise, you know, I would never be employed. Because I make mistakes all the time. You wouldn't even be married to me because I make mistakes all the time, including one this morning. That's why my left ear has been ripped off. Did you notice this, Bob? I only need one earphone because she ripped one of my ears off today for a slight mistake I made.
Oh, boy.
And the dog bit me on the leg. I mean, you know, I'm lucky I got out of the house alive today. Anyway, but you know what? If somebody makes a mistake and then they understand what the mistake is and it never happens again, then they've learned and they've become stronger from it. Now, if it happens again, there is a time for blood. We got to run. We'll be right back. We got Jim Wilson coming back, and he's going to be talking about Israelis and Israel.
Fox Business Network, Wall Street's kicking off the trading day in the red after yesterday's strong rally. Reports that producer prices dropped more sharply than expected and that retail sales fell for a second straight month are taking a toll on the markets. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down about 50 points. Johnson & Johnson is on the rise, though, after a trio of investment banks boosted the company's rating. J&J received an upgrade to overweight from JPMorgan Chase with a price target of $74. Raymond James increased J&J to outperform, and Jefferies lifted Johnson & Johnson shares to buy. Both Jefferies and Raymond James have a $72 price target on the shares. And investors will be focused on Capitol Hill today as JPMorgan Chief Executive Jamie Dimon testifies before lawmakers about the bank's $2 billion trading loss. In prepared testimony for the Senate Banking Committee, Dimon will outline steps the bank is already taking to guard against further risks. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, 7:35 in the morning. It is June the 13th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee and also great icy drinks there, and lattes and everything you can possibly imagine, iced teas and chai and all those things.
And the coffee of the month is $3 for 20 ounces,
yeah,
whether it's iced
that.
Or it's coffee. And like Carl said, all your coffee needs, and they, if you're going to go to get, bring a hostess gift or a, say your dad, Father's Day is coming up this week, and a great time to go in and find what they have there in store for dad.
And then, of course, they're having a big cigar sale down there, Last Stick Standing. And our vendors get discounts there, and they support our community, Joe and Shelley, doing in a thousand different ways. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We've got Henry on the phone, and Henry says he's got advice for me, and I can always use advice, Henry.
Okay, my advice, first of all, I'm going to tell you, I'm coming up married 59 years, so I'm speaking from experience.
All right.
The first thing you have to learn when you get married is to say yes to practically everything and keep the toilet seat down. Other than that, all I can tell you is sit down, shut up, and hang on.
There you go. All right. Well, you know what, Henry?
Linda, do you agree with that?
Yes. I think, you know, you don't have to be, you know, I'm sure you're a guy's guy. You know, and so you don't have to be yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. But, you know, it's sometimes it's to have a peaceful home environment is something that's we cherish. And we don't have to be told we're right all the time and how fabulous we are. But
it helps.
We do like yes a lot.
It sure helps.
Okay. All right, Henry, thanks so much.
You bet.
Oh, charming. You know, 59 years.
I know.
My parents are coming up on 60.
I know. And speaking of your dad, he's 81. And we just saw something that was horrible in the paper. You know, we love, besides the Record Searchlight, which is not horrible.
It happened in Costco.
But it happened at Costco. A fight in the parking lot. And I'm sorry, Jim Wilson here is our guest. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. That's
okay. I want to hear about fights in the parking lot.
We were talking about in Costco, an 81-year-old man was waiting for a parking spot there, and somebody got upset with him. And when they walked by, they hit his arm. They started having words. A challenge to fight was presented. The one man was 70, and the man that we're going to talk about was 81. They get out. The fight starts. They fall on the ground, and the 81-year-old hits his head.
On the pavement.
And dies this morning. Yesterday, this happened at 11 a.m. at Costco. A 70-year-old and an 81-year-old get into a fist fight. I mean, over a parking spot.
I have noticed just an uptick in road rage and rudeness out on the roads, and I think that there's an overall frustration factor that's ratcheting up, and this could be a really long summer.
And across the street, a Crown camera, some guy tries to break into the place at 2 p.m. Did I read that right? And then the police chase him and catch him at 2 p.m.? I mean, how can you try to break into the place to steal something? And I guess he had some stuff.
Weren't they open at 2 p.m.?
Well, that's what I thought. You know, I mean, yesterday was
not 2 a.m., 2 p.m., middle of the day,
They said 2 p.m., but that's kind of strange that if it was
they
at
have
2 a.m.,
well,
I could understand it.
Him, people can come right in the door there if they wanted to do a quick grab and, you know, dash.
But anyway, but that's, I mean, if that was during broad daylight, and then we have people's homes are getting broken into, and then you have an 81-year-old and a 7-year-old getting into a fight in Costco, and one of them dying. I mean, what's an 81-year-old guy getting into a fight about? And a 70-year-old challenging
They're politically kicked off.
You know what? I think that may be part of it, is that there is a feeling of helplessness out there, and that that nothing you do is going to make a difference. And then something happens, and people are starting to react very strongly.
And this guy, I'm not saying who,
we don't know who's
involved here.
But he could
have just said a word or a tone that this guy that was waiting to get his parking place.
It did say he hit him on the arm.
Yeah, the guy walked in and walked through and got mad at him. It socked him on the arm, according to what the
report
says.
According to the article. And the old guy gets out.
While he was in the car. Yeah. So he might have said something like, hey, you know, which is like then attacking him.
And then there was a challenge to fight.
81-year-old was not going to. Yep, canes were involved.
Yep, gets out and hits him with this cane. This is almost, you know what, this is sad.
It is.
And by the way, on the positive note, the 7th annual Best of the North State Readers Choice Contest started 8 a.m. today. This year, of course, the Record Searchlight is going to be exclusively online, so it's easy for you. Readers may visit bestvotereading.com and cast your votes for your favorite dining establishment, services, stores, and even people. There are going to be 105 categories.
If there's radio, you all know what to do, right? Okay, we're going to take a break, even though we're supposed to get to Jim.
Jim will hang out here.
Yeah, he's going to stay with us. We'll get him the rest of the time.
What about Israel with you? Your trip
to
all the good stuff. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
In the mood for fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday with free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including high-flying motorcycle action Wednesday night, a tribute to the Eagles Thursday, Friday night's Colin Ray concert, Saturday night auto racing, and Sunday destruction derby, hypnotist Chris Mabry, carnival, junior livestock auction, and much more. Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day is Wednesday with free admission 12 and under and the Pepsi stage drawing at 6 p.m. Thursday is Seniors Day with free admission 62 and older and the annual wine tasting event from 6 to 9 p.m. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better place to try our locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair. Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this special venue behind the office at the main entrance to the fairgrounds, the Shasta District Fair at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Remember, this weekend is Father's Day. Don't you want to make this Father's Day a lasting memory?
Why not take Dad out to Anselmo Vineyards for their special Father's Day brunch with menu selections like their Ranch Reserve Filet Mignon, the Texas Ribeye, and Steak Danielle.
Begin your adventure with fly fishing demonstrations.
Everything that makes this day one Dad will long appreciate.
Make your reservations now by calling the ranch, 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Make a memory with Dad.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, 7:44 in the morning, and it's June the 13th. 70 degrees out there. And you know what? If you haven't been here already this morning, we've already had the Shasta County Clerk explaining why, but there is no explanation, is what she said, of why the ballots were sent out late to the military. That they're taking, you know, they've taken a strong stand on it. It won't ever happen again. But the fact is when you start talking reprimands, that goes, that somehow goes through the the county human resources and unions, so I'm not sure what happens there.
A lot of lawyer stuff
yeah.
in that.
Then we talked about, and then we've talked about a number of things, but...
Currently 72 degrees downtown if you're just tuning in here to KCNR. 7:44 in the morning. Our temperatures look like they're going to be about 96 today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 61 degrees. We're going to make sure we get that in if you're just tuning in.
And Henry called to give me directions on how to be a successful husband by saying yes all the time, sitting down.
And keeping the toilet seat down.
Keeping the toilet seat down, sit down, sit down, buckle up, and shut up.
Hey, we have a really interesting next segment of our show right here this morning. Carl, welcome Jim Wilson to our show.
Good to be here. Thank you so much.
And I know that we are going to be talking about some trips that you've made. And why don't we just start off with who you are?
Well, I am the leader of Pray North State, or at least that's what people allege, and we're a Christian ministry that seeks to gather, seeks to promote unity in the body of Christ for just kingdom work, for helping people, and for bringing the good news of Jesus Christ. We also do an awful lot of work with what we call reconciliation activities, whether it's across ethnic lines, denominational lines, generational lines, even political lines. God help us, that's probably the most thankless part of our job. But that's who we are and what we do.
And we brought you on today because you just got back from Israel.
Yes.
Why'd you go there?
I went there, and I mean, it's a simplistic answer, but it's the truth. I went there because I love Israel. I went there because I believe God loves Israel, and I think it's very, very important that Americans support Israel, not in the passive way that most of us do. I think that most Americans are sympathetic and even supportive of Israel. I mean, there's 7 million people surrounded by 600 million who want them dead, who could not be sympathetic. But I think we tend to be passive about that. And if there's anything that I can do about that, I want us to be a whole lot more active in our support of Israel. I think our destinies are pretty much intertwined.
Well, the reason, when you said you'd been to Israel, mm-hmm. and I've never been to Israel. I mean, I've mm-hmm. been in the Middle East so many times.
I can arrange it for you, Carl.
Well, and one of the things that strikes me is the fact that the Israelis, as you said, mm-hmm. they are, a very powerful military mm-hmm. in the area, yet they didn't do well the last time out mm-hmm. for a variety of reasons, yes. Most of it not the military's reasons, but political reasons. Mm-hmm. We see the fact that the Obama administration, doesn't seem to be supporting them in the sense that they've been supported before. Mm-hmm. And the biggest surprise to me is that we have a very large Jewish community
yes.
in our nation. And they seem to be voting against the best interest of Israel. Is there a disconnect there someplace?
There is a disconnect, and I'm not sure that I can explain it, Carl, but I will say that a couple of things. First of all, in Israel itself, you have one of the most secularized nations on earth, but you also have one of the most religious nations on earth, and they literally are existing, entwined with each other. In the Jewish community, the worldwide Jewish community, some people will differentiate Israelis from Jews. And I got to tell you, the people who hate them do not differentiate. You're Jew, you're Israeli, that's it, they hate. But there are plenty of Jewish people who do not identify with Israel for one reason or another. Maybe because they're just not into that notion of Eretz Israel, land of Israel, being identified with the people. I don't know. I do know that even in Israel, there's a small community of devout Jewish believers who feel that being Jewish is somehow completely separate from being Israeli. But the vast majority of Israelis say, look, this is our nation. Jewish is who we are. And that's all she wrote.
Is it an armed nation?
Is it an armed nation? Yes. Everywhere I went as a Sarel volunteer, and I do want to tell you about that program
yeah,
in a minute,
sure.
But everywhere I went as a volunteer, like in a group, we had armed guards with us for our protection. They never needed to protect us, but there were two M16-toting soldiers, and those weapons were locked and loaded wherever we went.
Well, you have to, because always a danger of attack while
I felt safer in Israel than I do walking down the streets of Reading. That's what it's designed
really?
For.
Really? I'll hire Bad Bob to watch you.
Well, then I would really need the Israeli soldiers, I think, if Bad Bob was watching me, but be that as it may.
I'm going to take a quick break now so we can come back and we talk about why you went over there.
Yes, thank you.
All right. But that was kind of what I've, every time, like I said, I've been in the Middle East a lot.
Yeah.
And I've never stepped into Israel. Worked with Israelis and with various levels, and the fact is that they are a nation that is constantly at war.
Well, because
they are in a war footing all the time.
I will tell you, they do take it with a sense of humor, and I'll share a little bit of that with you when you come
all right,
back too.
We'll be right back. Jim Wilson is our guest. We're talking about his trip to Israel and and what he saw there and why he was there.
May not be I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
We all know music is what gets you on the dance floor, but it's the entertainment that keeps you there. When it's time for your next party or major event, call Music by Robert, your entertainment professional. Over 25 years of quality and experience. Music by Robert. Weddings, 347-4500. Graduations, birthday parties, 347-4500. Retirement parties, anniversary parties, 347-4500. Get it. Call 347-4500 when planning your next party or special event. Music by Robert.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio at KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. So glad to have you here with us today. And by the way, my friends, thank you so much. And I'll tell you why. Is this thing with the ballots broke on our show here. And it broke because you all called and told us what was going on and gave us the opportunity then to talk about it. And then, of course, the next day, a little late, but that happens a lot, in the Record Searchlight, where they put the news on there. But this is after they've been on our show, and I had sent an email to a couple people and said, you know, y'all take a look at this. Then it's been addressed and everything. But the reason it worked was because of you all. You all calling in. And so if things like that happen, please give us a call, 605-4567 or 605-4565, and tell us, hey, this is going on, Carl. You know, you need to talk about it. And when we did, look what happened. Look what happened as soon as we talked about it. It was addressed. It hit the front page of the paper, and off we went. Okay, our guest is Jim Olson, and we're talking about his trip to Israel. Now, why did you go there to Israel?
Well, I went, as I said earlier, just out of love for Israel. But what I was a part of was a program called Sarel, and it literally in Hebrew means minister of God. I didn't know that till after I got there. What you do in Sarel is you have to, first of all, be cleared. You get interviewed. You have to get accepted. They want to be sure you don't have some weird agenda going. And then they take you over. They gather you with other volunteers from various nations, and they send you to a military base, an IDF base of their choice, and you do whatever they ask you to do. It's grunt work that frees the soldiers up to do other kinds of things. In my case, I was repairing radio antennas that will be used on tanks, because they have to recycle everything over there. You remember the scandal of the $600 ashtrays in our own military. Well, the Israelis don't have anything like that. They recycle everything. So I would get these 7-foot sections of radio antenna with a, you know, with a runner through them. You take it apart, you cut the runner out, you scrape off all the glue and goo and with a knife, put it back together again, and said, here's your new radio antenna. I was very proud of myself.
So the environmentalist movement should be supporting Israel.
They should. Okay. Everybody should. You bet. But when you're over there, the other thing you learn is about a bunch of people who put their shoes and socks on, you know, one at a time. They put their pants on one leg at a time. The message that they kept giving me, and I want to give it to your listeners, is please don't romanticize us and don't marginalize us. We're just people trying to live in our home, and there's only one place on earth that is home to us, and folks won't take it away from us. So, I mean, I went there. I already knew that, I think, but I know it in spades coming back.
Well, we're not going to get into, you know, taking this, taking that, all that. But no, I mean, that's not the purpose.
But
of
I went
show.
Out of conviction.
Yeah, and I understand because of your conviction of loving Israel and this. The fact is that Israel is a foothold there in the Middle East that supports the United States and what we stand for. It's a democracy there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the few democracies except for, you know, Iraq, and that is a democracy. And then, of course, now Egypt, which has now the Muslim Brotherhood, it looks like, has taken the lead and is not a friend of Israel or the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The Israel Spring, I think, or the, what they say, Middle Eastern Spring.
Arab Spring.
The Arab Spring is now turned into the Arab Winter.
Yes.
In many cases, as some people have said. So, you know, what would be the ramification if Israel was attacked? And
well,
what do you think would happen? Would they, what do you think?
I mean, Israel would fight back, and they do have the most effective military in the Middle East, and I mean, they don't admit it, and we don't admit it, but I think it's common knowledge around the world that they are nuclear armed.
Oh, Israeli soldiers are just known on the continent or the planet to be hardcore.
Mm-hmm. They are, and they have to be. I mean, these are 18 to 20-year-olds, and of course, we've got plenty of them in our own military, but virtually everybody I worked with was younger than my own children. And yet these guys are shouldering adult responsibilities along with their M16s and are behaving in
that
way.
They have a strong militia and guard, too, that everybody has gone through the training, and so everybody could pick up a weapon and use it.
What's ironic is that one of the complaints you get from Israeli parents is that the schools are not very good at disciplining the kids because they all expect they'll get disciplined in the military, which indeed they do. They grow up very, very fast when they put on that military uniform.
Well, yeah, they could go to, just like our young men and women.
Yes.
They know that if they put that uniform on, their chances are that they're going to go to war.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And be nice if we could get out of a war after 11 years.
Would be nice.
The other thing, too, is that people don't understand is that the use of nuclear weapons by the Israelis, if they see the Iranians with a nuclear weapon, that's a huge threat to them.
Well, and frankly, I'm speaking for myself. Nobody told me this in Israel. But the fact is that if they see themselves about to be overwhelmed, defeat in war is death to them because their enemies want them all dead, and I mean all dead. So are they not going to launch a nuclear strike if they see themselves losing? What have they got to lose? It's the only option they have.
So what's the message? Of course, we come in and out. These are sound bites here on the radio today.
Sure.
We've got, brought to you by and all kinds of things going on. What's the message that you wanted to bring to KCNR and our listeners today?
It's what I said a moment ago. The Israelis are saying, please, don't romanticize us and don't marginalize us. We're people, and we're trying to live our lives in the only place on earth that is home to us. Back us up. Back us up in that. You have your home. We want ours.
So is it a call out for, in your heart, in your spirit, to ask for Americans to support Israel?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And frankly, I was joking with Carl on the break, but I meant it. If Americans want to see for themselves what it's like, I can now arrange it and would encourage people to do what I did. Go over there for a couple of weeks, whether it's on a SAR-L trip where you're working on a base or whether you want to go on a tour or what have you. If I had my druthers, people who went to visit Israel would spend their weekends, as I did, staying with Israeli families, finding out what it's like to live in modern, contemporary Israel, see the Bible sites when you get around to it, but visit the people. Hang with the people. They're real people, and they're wonderful people. And I had a wonderful time with them.
Okay.
Well, what's been happening with Pray North State before we take a let's hear what's going on what's happening with you and we only have a minute left, but tell us what you're doing now.
Biggest project I'm involved in right now, I will be leading prayer for the on-site pre-event intercession for the Luis Palau Festival that's in Sacramento this weekend. I go down to Sacramento tomorrow and gather my team. We're going to be prayer walking the Cal Expo grounds. I'm also involved in a national ministry that's just gotten launched called National Day of Repentance, and the website is dayofrepentance.org if you're interested. It is not about beating yourself up. It's about turning toward what God wants you to do.
Thank you so much. We're going to take a break. Coming up, we have the young entrepreneurs. Don't want to miss this segment. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He was heckled by protesters. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon called a crook before detailing his bank's big investment losses at a Senate hearing. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live on Capitol Hill.
It was a major mea culpa from Dimon over attempts by the bank's chief investment office to reduce its exposure to big financial calamities.
This portfolio morphed into something that, rather than protect the firm, created new and potentially larger risks. As a result, we've let a lot of people down, and we are very sorry for it.
But Dimon also stressed to the Senate Banking Committee all the losses were the bank's own money, and he says it is likely some top executives will have to give back some of their pay. Dave, that's known as clawbacks.
Not much worry on Wall Street about this, Rich. J.P. Morgan Chase's stock is up slightly. The Dow is also up 6 points. A deadly shooting has a Buffalo hospital on lockdown with SWAT teams swarming it.
Nobody's allowed to use the phones. They don't want calls going out or in.
His wife works at the Erie County Medical Center, where a woman was shot and killed this morning. The shooter's still on the loose. Another of Jerry Sandusky's accusers is testifying at the Penn State scandal trial. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, live outside the court in Bellefonte.
Victim number 10, as he's known, told the jury that Jerry Sandusky pinned him to the ground and sexually abused him inside Sandusky's home, and that Sandusky threatened him if the alleged victim ever told anyone, building on testimony from two other alleged victims who told this court chilling details of sex abuse, alleged sex abuse by Jerry Sandusky, who denies all charges. The father of key witness Mike McQuarrie, who testified he saw Sandusky sexually abusing a boy in 2001, also taking the witness stand today. Dave?
And Jeff, was it self-defense or murder? Closing arguments are going on at a trial in Houston. Raul Rodriguez claims he's protected by Texas's Stand Your Ground law when he shot and killed his neighbor in 2010 during an argument over a loud party. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Hi, this is Dave Lennox. Before rising temperatures take their toll on your budget, call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning about a Dave Lennox Signature Collection home comfort system. Estimates are always free. Call 866-EXPERTS or visit serviceexperts.com to repair or replace your heating and cooling system with a new energy-efficient Lennox system.
Visit serviceexperts.com/license for complete state and local license information.
Hi, I'm a home. You know where your heart is? Don't worry, I know how you feel about me. That's why you need to get me flood insurance. If you get homesick after a few days, imagine how a flood would make you feel. Just a few inches of water can cost tens of thousands of dollars in damage. And homeowners insurance doesn't cover floods. But in moderate to low risk areas, flood insurance starts as low as $129 a year. Visit floodsmart.gov to learn how a flood could affect you.
Three Red Cross workers have been injured in Syria by an explosion near their convoy. As the fighting rages on, France's foreign minister is calling it a civil war, and the UN peacekeeper is too, but Syria denies that. This as Russia denies U.S. claims it sent attack helicopters to help Syria's regime. Wildfires keep burning in Colorado, where a destructive 73-square-mile blaze is barely contained. In New Mexico, where more than 220 homes and buildings have burned down, that fire is a third contained.
It was hard to believe that it was standing 3 hours before.
and then it was gone.
NASA is getting ready for a launch, about to send a telescope into space. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Miami.
Dave, the NuSTAR telescope, which stands for Nuclear Spectroscopic Telescope Array, is headed for orbit today. It will allow scientists to search for undiscovered black holes, both in our galaxy, the Milky Way, and even other galaxies. Black holes give off light in the X-ray range, but other telescopes we have, including Hubble, can't see them. NuSTAR has been a long time coming. It was actually canceled back in 2006, but budgets have allowed NASA to restart the program. The space agency is also about to mark 50 years of using X-rays to study the cosmos, Dave.
Evan, is Roger Clemens a liar? His jury will continue deliberating on that today.
The 8 women and 4 men on the panel had just a few minutes to begin this process yesterday. They return here to the federal court this afternoon. Clemens is facing 5 counts of perjury, obstruction of Congress, and making misleading statements during a 2008 congressional investigation. The first count includes 13 separate obstructive acts or lies for the jury to consider. If convicted, Clemens, a 7-time Cy Young Award winner, could face a jail term. At the federal court in Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Because we're paying less for gas, retail sales fell last month, and in April, the first back-to-back declines in 2 years. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, and Carl and DeBott. 8:05 in the morning, June the 13th, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into the chat room there and say good morning. Say what's going on. Gosh, it's going to be a warm day today.
Temperatures are going to be around 96 today, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 61 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We're starting off this morning with a Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas. At Crown Motors, they carry used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Taking pride in their vehicles, they sell and strive to succeed in great customer experience and satisfaction. We always say, shop local, stay local.
Stop by and see them at 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. Our neighbors.
So happy to have you in the chat pack this morning here on KCNR1460.com. We love you guys. Big shout out to all the support that you give us and all of the morning commuters here. Good morning. How are you guys? 8:06 in the morning. You're listening to KCNR1460. So glad that you choose us. We are in this segment. We're so excited about having the young entrepreneurs. And speaking of, you know, what you do to make your numbers work, let's go to Chris Lasondak with the Wells Fargo Market Minute. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 9 points to 12,564. The S&P 500 is unchanged at 1323, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 4 points at 2847. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 177 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 7 cents at 16.72, Intel's up 21 cents at 26.73, Apple up $1.11 at 577.20, and Facebook's up 23 cents at 27.61. Of local interest, PG&E up a nickel at $44.96, AT&T down 6 cents at $34.92, and Harley-Davidson off 52 cents at $48.87. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.66%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.3%. Oil is up 50 cents a barrel at $83.82. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $10.69 an ounce at $16.20.19, while silver is up a nickel at $28.99 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. You know, we have the Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they are located down at Park Marina Drive. If you want to find out what to do with your money, you want to get into the stock market, Chris and Susan and Kathy and Josh are the ones to go down and talk to you. That's Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. If you missed the first hour of the show, you missed Kathy Darlene Allen, the Shasta County Clerk, explaining why the ballots were sent out late to the military. overseas, and there is no explanation. Somebody just screwed up, and we wanted them marched down the street, you know, with the things on their heads, and people could throw stuff at them. Of course, no. They've taken big steps to make sure that never happens again. Kathy, you took full responsibility for it, and you can't ask for more than that. You know, if this was something that happened before, I would say it might need a time for a change there, but this is a one-time event. Let's hope. It's very important that they get out. But Kathy, Darlin, Allen, immediately addressed it. But we got the word yesterday at 6:30 in the morning and from our listeners, and then they called in during the show. And I tell you what, the firestorm started right after that. And then we got advice from Henry on how to keep my marriage working, and it was just say yes and keep the seat of the toilet down. And we talked about Israel with somebody who just got back from there. But now we've got Senator Doug LaMalfa is on the line. He wants to talk about the vets home. Senator LaMalfa, first of all, congratulations on your primary win.
Well, thank you very much. It was certainly an interesting run, wasn't it?
Well, you know, it's not over yet, but I can't wait to see what happens next.
5 more months, but not call about that today.
I actually have a more positive
step of good news here. Last night, the Senate Budget Committee did go ahead and approve the $10.6 million to have a slower but still a ramp-up of the Veterans Home in Redding and in Fresno.
That's
so
great.
We were able to get that piece back in there after a lot of hemming and hawing the last few weeks. But I just wanted to pass that along and say we did good at this stage, but are going to still need to convince the governor. I believe this measure will probably do fine on both the Assembly and Senate floor, since it's done well in the committees, but that the challenge will still be to make sure the governor does not take the blue pencil to it sometime.
Well, I think then what we need to do is, and thank you so much for your help, Doug, and you and Jim Nielsen and the rest of the people that got into it. But you know what? This is a bipartisan thing, so I need to thank the Democrats, too, for putting that money back in there.
Yep, Henry Perea down in Fresno, and then, of course, Dr. Linda Halderman down there. She she really led the charge on the Assembly side as well for the Valley. Well, for both. I mean, it just took a lot of people doing it.
This was bipartisan.
Being calm about it instead of, I mean, yesterday the Capitol was full of people protesting and getting arrested and all that stuff. I felt the approach this time needed to be just a calm debate. And that's why we didn't call on having, you know, busloads of people come down this time. I think it just took a little quiet convincing on the Senate side to allow the process to work. And they came to the correct here, so.
Yeah. Well, we went down last time. We didn't get arrested, but we could if you want us to. I mean,
no, our veterans are not the type to get arrested. They're there to uphold the laws.
That's
and,
true.
You know, the things of our country. You know, yesterday was a bunch of protesters. You know, just you know how it usually goes with trying to get more out of the budget, things like that.
Yeah.
So, I think you know everybody played it just right here, and the Senate committee came to the best conclusion that, you know, one of our colleagues from L.A. there, he said, you know, if we allow these things to just sit empty, it costs more to open them later because of deterioration there. So he helped make the case right in committee there, and that was somebody from L.A. didn't really have a dog in the fight per se, other than he respects veterans too. So,
Senator LaMalfa, we always appreciate you calling and keeping us abreast. I was having a conversation yesterday with Kathleen White, who's, of course, been very involved with the Republican Women's Party here for some time. And we were talking yesterday about, well, you know what we have to say is that, you know, whenever you call Doug, I don't care if he's out in the field, I don't care where he is, he picks his phone up, and you know it's really nice to have somebody serving us that has accessibility. Appreciate that, again, calling in and letting us know. I had somebody comment just recently that you were commenting last night on your Facebook about the Veterans Home, who then contacted us this morning and said, have you contacted Doug? We want to hear what's happening with the Veterans Home. And that's how it works. You keep plugged in and informed. And so shout out to you on that.
Well, thank you for that. Just doing it the way it's supposed to be done, right?
That's right.
So anyway, I just want to pass that along and give that little bit of...
It's good news
for everybody there, but also the job isn't nearly done yet. We got to get across both floors, which I think it will. But also start just kindly talking to the governor's office of
Well, we know what we'll do is we'll start a thing where we've got people writing and sending emails and stuff like that to the governor and says if it gets out of the Senate and the Assembly, then you know you need to sign this thing for our veterans. And I can't imagine him blue lining that out.
Well, the difference we're talking about is a swing of $7.3 million out of what originally was a $25 million thing. So the savings have already been achieved. If you want to look at it as savings. Other areas of veteran spending has been trimmed back or because of the calendar has been delayed a little bit with some of the Southern California homes there having to do with meals and things like that. So if you want to point to savings in the budget, they've already been achieved in other areas. So let's quit playing the games and just go ahead and get this ramped up at a little more relaxed speed, but nonetheless, let's do it.
Right. Okay. Senator LaMalfa is calling in about the Veterans Home. Thank you so much, Doug.
Yep. Thanks for having me on. You
bet.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and as soon as we get back, we've got
Tim Rail
and Jason Nally. We're going to be talking young entrepreneurs and why they're doing business here in town and why they're a success. And here's the future. The future has been on this week, and we can't, we've been really, really happy to meet every one of them.
We'll be right back.
In the mood for fair? The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday with free grandstand and Pepsi stage entertainment, including high-flying motorcycle action Wednesday night, a tribute to the Eagles Thursday, Friday night's Colin Ray concert, Saturday night auto racing, and Sunday destruction derby, hypnotist Chris Mabry, carnival, junior livestock auction, and much more. Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day is Wednesday with free admission 12 and under and the Pepsi stage drawing at 6 p.m. Thursday is Seniors Day with free admission 62 and older and the annual wine tasting event from 6 to 9 p.m. Try a taste of Northern California wines in the Shasta Wine Garden, open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily and sponsored by Shasta Cascade Viticulture Association, promoting local wineries. Enjoy a glass of wine produced by one of our many local wineries in a comfortable adult setting. You know a good wine when you taste it, and what better place to try our locally grown wine than during your day at the Shasta District Fair? Purchase your favorite by the glass or by the bottle. Discover this special venue behind the office at the main entrance to the fairgrounds, the Shasta District Fair at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Remember, this weekend is Father's Day. Don't you want to make this Father's Day a lasting memory?
Why not take Dad out to Anselmo Vineyards for their special Father's Day brunch with menu selections like their Ranch Reserve Filet Mignon, the Texas Ribeye, and Steak Danielle.
Begin your adventure with fly fishing demonstrations.
Everything that makes this day one Dad will long appreciate.
Make your reservations now by calling the ranch, 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. Make a memory with Dad.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Free Fire Radio. It's a Target Vision Box.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abad, 8:17 in the morning, June the 13th. Our guest.
Hey, first of all, I want to thank a shout out to Bob. You know, you do great bump music. You know, it's all about that energy with the music that's coming in and coming out. Great shout out to that. You know, I love that Talking Head song. 8:18 in the morning here on KCNR. We're really excited about this segment. Of course, all this week is dedicated to business owners in the morning, our young entrepreneurial spirit of what's in Reading. It's a positive segment that we're really thrilled about. And we're going to start off with Tim Rail, who's the owner of Simple Business Solutions. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting us to be here.
That's great. And, of course, we've got Jason Nally as well, who's Smart Alternative Fuels. Good morning.
Good morning.
And if you don't know any of these young men that we've had on this week, you all are missing something here. But, Tim, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Redding. My family moved up here from Southern California when I was 6 years old. Graduated from Foothill High School in 95, went off to University of the Pacific and got a degree in business. After that, I spent about 7 years in the telecommunications industry, overseeing a life cycle of a portfolio of services worth about $90 million a year.
And this was down in Southern California?
This was in Stockton, California.
In Stockton, okay.
Yes. So I stayed pretty close to campus there. And then in 2006, my wife and I, who also is from here, moved back. And it's been a wonderful time to be back.
And to start your own business then? Or did you start your own business right then? Or
Actually, it was kind of a funny thing. As I was really contemplating a change after spending 7 years at the same company. And an opportunity presented itself to have a client right out of the gate. And Nikki and I talked about it. And within about 2 weeks, we had made the decision, given notice, and had our house sold, and we were back here.
Wow.
Wow, Stockton, that's where our chief of police is from, Paletti. I think we've got somebody else here that's a UOP grad that's very recent as well. So Tim Rail is who we're talking to right now, Simple Business Solutions. Tell us where you're located and how long you've been in business here now. I think you might have set a date, but, we've got sound bites that come in and out here. So tell us where you're located and what exactly, when you're in your business, what you do.
Sure. So I'm located at 1348 Market Street, which is actually just right upstairs here from the studio. The business is really focused on helping companies cut costs and grow sales. So I go in and I do an analysis on all of the overhead expenses of a company and look for areas where, they just view those things as costs of doing business, when in reality there's substantial savings that can be found in many areas, ranging from insurance, merchant services, which is also known as credit card processing, even getting into depreciation expense on commercial property.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break so we can get back in schedule. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Jason Nally and about the same type of questions, where's Jason coming from, and about his business. Then we're going to get into a lot more specifics here. We'll be right back. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
High Stakes Bingo is back in action at Wind River Casino. Don't miss Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. Over $25,000 must go. All jackpots must go. Speed Bonanza and Pick 8. 20 regular games pay $1,199. Paper $35. PhDs $99. Play our hottest new games, Triple Tribe, Bingo, and Super Bingo, for a chance to win $10,000. Over $100,000 guaranteed cash given away every month. You only have to be 18 to play. Don't like to dob? Let the machine do the work for you and try our hands-free electronic bingo. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to share $2,000 in cash and a personal barbecue grill. Who says you can't win them all? It's more than just a game. It's high-stakes Indian bingo. So grab your friends and play Bingo's $25,000 hot summer blowout on Friday, June 29th. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to WinRiver.com and check out our bingo calendar. Bingo calendar subject to change. It's better on the river.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with free pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan.
And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly, one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, 825 in the morning, June the 13th. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brood. 2143 Hilltop Drive, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will match or beat any prices of tobacco in the city of Reading. They have discounts for veterans. And, of course, Espresso Joe's, where you can get a 20-ounce special coffee for $3. Try and beat that price anywhere in this town, and you can't do it. Lattes, iced drinks, teas, they have it. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They support our community. And, again, discounts for veterans. Our guest today on our Young Entrepreneur Week, Tim Rail, and also Jason Nally. And we've talked to Tim a little bit. And then Jason, for you. Tell us about you. Tell us about Jason now.
I grew up in Cottonwood, California, and then graduated from West Valley High School, moved down to Sacramento, went to culinary school, was a chef down there for 7 years.
A chef?
I was.
Okay.
Where?
At Shot of Class. It was a...
I know Shot of Class. Yeah. I sang there.
Did you really?
So you went to culinary.
Shelley Burns.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Love that place.
It was amazing. Yeah. It was sad to see it close.
Okay. So you became a chef.
Uh-huh. And then I was working 90 hours a week and making not very much money. And I had the opportunity to get into food service sales. So I took a job up here in Reading for U.S. Food Service and started selling groceries to restaurants here locally and did that for 13 years.
Uh-huh.
And then it kind of morphed into I tried to find a way to save money on my own fuel and I was working with restaurants already, so I started looking at doing vegetable oil for my truck and started running my own truck on vegetable oil. And then it went from running my truck on vegetable oil to now I started getting more restaurants and then opened a corporation and started actually doing biodiesel here locally. And we opened a nonprofit, so we're actually teaching biodiesel classes through Shasta College. And it's just kind of morphed into something big.
So what you're doing is you're taking all the excess oil or the oil they use in the restaurants, all the grease, you might say, and you collect it.
Uh-huh.
You pay for it, or they pay you to take it?
It depends on the restaurant. They never pay me. But I usually, some restaurants I actually pay for, some actually let me have it because we keeping it local and everything else.
Right. And then you take it, and then you turn it into fuel because you've got to run it through filters and all. You run it through a number of processes. Somebody explained it to me once.
For the trucks that we run on straight vegetable oil, all we're doing is actually just filtering the oil.
You just filter the oil, but you have to put – but the trucks, your diesel trucks.
I do have a conversion on my truck.
Okay. And you also – the best part about this is you smell like French fries driving down the road.
I do.
Is that correct?
It does. It has a very earthy odor. But at the same time, my fuel only cost me about 6 cents a gallon plus my fuel tax.
Okay, so...
Wow.
6 cents a gallon?
Yeah.
We had some friends that rebuilt their Mercedes. Two Mercedes who did that. They go around it, and they've done the conversion.
Uh-huh.
Peggy and Butch were talking about the other day.
Now the other thing, though, about this is that... If you don't have the oil, you can still use regular diesel fuel in it, right?
Yes.
But you just have to change the filters out next time. Is that correct?
No, I don't even. On my truck, I actually have a two-tank system. So I run.
Okay.
I have a diesel tank, and I also have a vegetable oil tank. My vegetable oil tank's heated, so it actually keeps it really the viscosity very fluid. But, yeah, so I can either, if I have a switch, I flip back and forth.
So can I do that? But it's got to be a diesel.
It has to be a diesel.
Okay.
But then we have my daughter has a Mercedes that pretty much it'll run on anything. I mean you can just pour oil in there.
Diesels, they're multi fuels.
We don't look old enough to have a daughter who drives a Mercedes.
I do, yeah. I have a 16. She'll be 17 tomorrow.
Wow. Well, this is fascinating. Both of your businesses are fascinating. We're going to get more into the meat and potatoes of it, but gosh. So.
Or the oil.
Or the oil of it, yes, and to the juice of it. Okay, back with Jason for a second. When you talk about your corporation and your nonprofit, what is that called?
Smart Alternative Fuels.
Oh.
And then the nonprofit is actually SAF Education Center.
Okay. So you're training people then as they can make their own fuel.
Yeah. And also, mostly it's more about educating the community on what other options are out there. At the end of the month, we're actually going to do a thermal class at our facility, actually showing using the sun to actually heat water, which we're using to actually heat the oil. And so we're actually going to be doing a class, I believe, through the Builders Exchange at our facility, where they're actually going to construct a full thermal heating system at our facility.
Okay. Wow. So why? So you could just see this. I mean, did you read up about it? We've only got like about a minute left here, but did you read up about the alternative fuel systems? And you just said, you know, I want to try that.
It kind of just morphed. My brother-in-law at the time, he was actually playing around with it, and so I started looking into it. And I had a Prius, and I got rid of my Prius, and actually bought a Ford F-250.
So from one exchange to the other.
It's still hard for me. I'm thinking about Shot of Class and what a great place this was, you being a chef down there and creating the menus and then going from, you know, here we are in Reading and talking about this business. So somewhere there was, I'm going to do that. Somewhere was a little thread of that's done and I'm going here.
I've always tried to move up. So, I mean, it's always been upward motion.
Okay, so we've got like about 30 seconds left. I find both of these stories very, very fascinating because both of you are doing something that's different.
Oh, we do have you here for the next 30 minutes as well.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about a little bit more about your businesses, but then we want to talk about what you see as a future here in Reading for businesses and especially for young people.
Entrepreneurial spirit. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Another man who says he was molested when he was a boy has been testifying against Jerry Sandusky, saying he was once pinned to the floor by the former Penn State assistant football coach.
This victim said that Sandusky told him, "If you ever tell anyone about what happened, I'll make sure you never see your family again."
Fox's David Lee Miller in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. Sandusky denies the charges that he sexually assaulted 10 boys. A hospital complex in Buffalo, New York was sealed off this morning after a shooter killed a woman inside.
The hospital's in a total lockdown, so any employees that are in the building are obviously remaining in the building, and employees that are supposed to report to work are to go home.
The hospital spokesman saying patients who were headed to the Erie County Medical Center will be diverted to another hospital. Police haven't said yet where they think the suspected shooter may be. Fox News. We report, you decide.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
You worked hard to get to this point. You eat properly and take care of yourself. There are just a few areas that still are giving you problems. That's where we come in. We can help sculpt those trouble spots. Body Genesis, 356-2590, Man Made Better.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Nana's Naughty Knickers, written by Catherine DeSalvino and directed by Janessa Britton. Naughty Knickers aren't the only secret that will be exposed when Granny's dirty laundry is aired in this risque comedy. You thought Victoria had a secret? Wait till you see this. Weekends through June 16th. Shows are Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the Cascade box office or online at cascadetheater.org or riverfrontplayhouse.net.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350. 241-3350.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Wow.
When the moon hits your eye.
I'm not sure what this has to do with this, but welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Well, Dean Martin's birthday was June 7th, so
well, that,
there.
Yeah, that was only a little while ago. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, Carl and the Bot. I'm just completely lost. 8:35 in the morning on June 13th. Our Young Entrepreneur Week, and before we get back to our guest, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, where I got my hair cut yesterday, walked in there, and, you know, we've had our guest on that, you know, we've had guests saying, yeah, I got my hair cut there too. DC Tim and A Man in Black, what can I say? Take a step back in time. Great prices, great haircuts, man's last stronghold. And it's great conversation down there. I mean, I can't say enough about Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Go on down, visit them. They're, you're going to have a great experience. Everybody else has. Our guests are Tim Rail, who of Simple Business Solutions, and Jason Nally of Smart Alternative Fuels. We're running all the S's out, I've noticed, of all of our people here. Okay, Tim, your Simple Business Solutions is you're going in there and you're taking a look at a person's business. And you're going to help them with this. You're going to take a look. And what do you do?
Sure. So when I go into a business, first I spend a lot of time listening. I ask a lot of questions and really get a feel for the company. Once we understand kind of maybe where some of the areas are that could be optimized, I gather information. You know, basically just simple invoices and billing statements from a variety of different providers that make up their overhead expenses. And I do an analysis to identify where savings can be developed there, either through behavior change, process improvement, applying new technology, or even renegotiating with existing suppliers or obtaining savings from alternative providers. So I'll look at, you know, all those expenses and come up with savings.
Okay. And, you know, when you started this business, and like you said, you had a good client to begin with. And you and your beautiful wife came on up here, and you sold your home in 2 weeks, which I think, you know, frankly, that says something. But that was a while ago.
We were very fortunate.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. I'm yes. going to try and sell it today. So how do people get a hold of you? And, I mean, do you just come down kind of first all? Because you say it's all on your own dime, and that they pay you afterwards from what the money you've saved. And if you can't save money, it's just, well...
Correct. I do the analysis, and if no savings are found, then I make nothing. So, you know, it's a very much a win-win situation, which I believe as a consultant, I should always be aligned with my client's goals. So if I'm able to identify savings, I share in those savings.
I love the feeling of the spirit and the integrity of what you're saying. So to make, you know, for the layman, you come in, you do an analysis of their business. If you feel like after spending lots of time listening to them, going through their sheets and their, you know, outtake or dollars going out, dollars coming in, you will then give them your analysis. They can choose to do that if they do make the changes. Then at that point, how does that work for you?
Sure. So again, you know, once the savings are identified, you know, and part of the relationship essentially is the client says, okay, Tim, I would like you to do this analysis for me. So I do the analysis. I assume the risk that I'm actually going to identify savings, and I think I'm probably at a 95% success rate on businesses that I've worked with where savings have been identified. And then only at that point do I share in the savings that have been
identified. It's kind of like a salvage expert. You go down and you salvage something, and you get half of it. I mean, that's sure. Okay, you know, what's the biggest problem? When you go through these businesses, what's the biggest problem that people the biggest mistake they make, I guess I should say?
It's not so much mistakes. It's a matter of time. You know, a business owner is so busy with the day-to-day operations, you know, growing the business, gaining new customers, keeping the ones that they have, making sure that the operations are running smooth. They don't always have the time, the knowledge, or the inclination to sit down with a telephone bill and go line by line through 3 months' worth and identify where issues are, or to break out their credit card processing statement and know where hidden charges have been added in to make the merchant services provider a lot of money. So I go in, and I'm able to make those things very, very transparent. I take that time and out of the business owner's hands and bring them back a clean analysis.
And you look at, you look at their services that they've bought too. You look at employees, salaries, what they do.
I don't deal with, you know, how many people you have.
Right.
What I do deal with is how efficiently are you administering human resources. So how are you processing payroll? How are you, are you staying compliant with all those things? So I will look at all those administration expenses.
How does somebody get a hold of you? Do you have a website where one can break it down if they're like, again, we talked about sound bites in and out of the car. This guy sounds interesting. How does someone reach you?
Sure. My phone number is 262-6060. You can also find me on the web at cutcostsgrowsales.com.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we'll go back to Jason. And I really want for both of you is your thoughts on doing business here in Reading in the North State, obstacles that were in front of you, if there were any. The latest poll shows is that Shasta County is one of the easiest places to start a small business. I mean, I don't know if you have found that. And what you think of is the future right here in Reading in the North State. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Both of us never tiring, desperately wanting. When they pumped out your guts.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Here's another satisfied customer of CARS, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
We've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to CARS?
Most definitely. I've referred my son and I refer my other relatives to CARS, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything and I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
I'm here
here with Joe Adamson of Adamson's Peak Performance. What's going on at Adamson's?
Hi, Rachel. Summer's almost here, and you know what that means. Swimsuits, shorts, tank tops. Now's the time to get started. Virtually every client that comes to Adamson's Peak Performance wants three things. Lose fat, look better, and feel healthier. We've developed a personal training and nutrition program that accomplishes just that.
Can you tell us a little bit about this program?
Yes, it's called the New Body 180 because it's 180 days long and because it includes everything you need to make a 180-degree change in the way you look and feel.
Well, I hear you've had some really great results with this program.
We've had women lose up to 3 jean sizes in just the first 12 weeks.
To get started or for more information on the New Body 180, call Steve at 221-8006 or go online to adamsonspeakperformance.com. Get the New Body 180. Turn your life around with Adamson's Peak Performance.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Surprise! We're on the air. 8:44 in the morning. Sportsman Show is brought to you by
Reddy and Harley Davidson, established in 1977 by the Wrights. And they have been involved in ever since then, or their family is there every day. You want a Harley Davidson, you want to ride, and this is the place to go to. They've got great prices. They take really good care of your bike for maintenance. I can tell you that for sure because that's what they've done with mine. Anything that you could possibly want to do with Harley Davidson and riding, they've got at Redding Harley Davidson. They're going to, if you want to trade your bike in, they can do that. They've got financing available. If you want to buy a new bike, they take consignments. You name it, they've got it, Redding Harley Davidson at 1268 Twin View Boulevard in Redding. They're open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., or you can give them a call at 241-7117. You want to ride a Harley? Experience the ride. Live the dream. Redding Harley Davidson.
Great time to ride this weekend, even though it's 101. You know, first early in the morning, a sunrise, or how about a sunset? Why don't we, it's Hot Father's Day on Sunday. Why don't we take a sunset ride, go out to Whiskey Town? That'd be a beautiful ride for us. What do you think?
We can do that. Our guest for Young Entrepreneur Week, Tim Rail, and who is the owner and of Simple Business Solutions, and Jason Anally, who is the owner of Smart Alternative Fuels. Let's go to Jason now. Jason, there's a number of this bio. The biofuels is really exploding.
It is.
And you've gotten some things that are going on with, you know, down in Chico and some other things going on. Can you talk about that? Or
yeah, we just signed a joint venture with Springboard, which is a manufacturer of biodiesel equipment. They're actually doing a kind of a closed business, I mean a closed loop system where they're actually trying to do 6,000 gallons locally and keep it all local. So as we'll actually supply Springboard with 6,000 gallons a week of oil. Vegetable oil, they're going to turn that into biodiesel, and then that'll actually be for the community there. And we're going to actually take that model and take it throughout the throughout California, so everywhere okay. We collect 6,000 gallons.
Gents, you all came back to Redding. Why'd you come back to Redding, Tim?
Really, quality of life and the opportunity to follow my dream, which was to start a business and you know, be closer to family. We wanted to start our own family, which we have a beautiful 2.5-year-old daughter, and we're just really happy to be closer to both sets of grandparents now, and that's why we came back.
Okay. Jason?
Pretty much the same thing for my daughter. I mean, she was 5 at the time or 4 at the time when we moved back, and it was just a much better place for her to grow up.
Did you see a future here? I mean, a lot of people, you know, they don't think that the North State or Shasta County has got a future. You know, oh, there's no education, there's none of this, none of that. I mean, obviously you two thought there was a future here, Jason.
I moved back because I had a great job opportunity to come back. But I definitely think that, I mean.
And then you went on to something else.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think Redding is definitely growing, and it's amazing and seeing the growth and being here for it.
Tim?
You know, I think there's opportunity to be had anywhere. I definitely believe in the business opportunity, both short and long term, here in this community. I think that really the key is to find a problem that needs to be solved and that people really value, and then find the solution to it and bring that to the market.
Okay. So just finding the right business.
Mm-hmm. One of the questions that I asked some of the entrepreneurs before is as we go through and we talk about your business, you know, Tim, I'll ask you first. We're talking about your business. We know that you're a husband and a father. What's your passion outside of your business?
Gosh, well, right now it's a lot about spending time with family. I'm also a member of the Rotary Club of Reading, and we have an enormous amount of activities through that club that I'm excited to be participating in and contributing to. Other than that, I love to swim, hike, be outdoors, and just enjoy this area that we're in.
And Jason?
I like anything extreme. I'm an adrenaline junkie, so pretty much anything that will give me a rush, I'm down for. So rock climbing.
Extreme sports.
Yeah, kite
Dad
surfing.
Bob, stab him in the leg.
Kite what?
Kite surfing. Or kite boarding, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You do that around here?
No, actually.
Down in the ocean down there. Yeah. You could probably do it around here.
You could.
I don't know if it'd be a lot of fun.
These guys are both really fit, you know, and so it's interesting to hear, you know, and I asked that Monday to our entrepreneurs, what's your passion? And it's nice to hear, you know, okay, Rotary and what your, you know, sports or, you know, what it is that, when you think about your passion, a lot of the times when you own a business, your business is your passion. Well, it has to be because it's untold hours and everything that's associated with it. But outside of that, I was like, okay, so it gives a picture kind of more of who you, the roundedness of you're both fathers, you're here because of your family, you've moved to the North State. I've had people say, why are you in Reading? And I go, well, here are the reasons. So happy, can't imagine to be anywhere else. It's a great sense of community where you feel like you belong.
What would you tell the city of Reading? I mean, if you were king for a day, what would you tell Reading to make things easier? And either one of you can, you know, both of you are looking at each other like...
Actually,
and this is Jason.
The city of Reading was very, very helpful in helping us. I mean, answering all our questions. We got to meet with the fire marshal. I mean, it was very, very smooth, and they worked with us extremely well.
Okay. And the county?
It was pretty much, we didn't really deal with the county a lot.
Okay. So, but the city has made it pretty easy for you.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that. And, Tim?
You know, my business is very simple from an operational standpoint, so there's not a lot of involvement with city and county government and regulation outside of business licensing and fictitious business names. So,
yeah, you know, it's the same thing for us. I mean, we found no problem. You know, our problem came with the FCC, and it wasn't even a problem with them. They've been very responsive to us. I mean, this is – so when I hear people are having – but, you know, but then again, I'm not trying to build something. I'm not trying to –
We're not?
Well, not trying to build a building and say, hey, we need parking here. I mean, we're building a business, but you're not saying is that we want to, you know, we need parking or something like that, and then we get hit with an $87,000, you know, driveway fee that people
That's
get.
True.
Or we're not being told we have to have a ramp that goes from the bus stop all the way down to your business. It's going to cost $64,000, and it's for a blind person to buy a car in a wheelchair. I mean, that's, you know, at some point, you know.
And the flowers have to be
16 inches apart. And if it's not, we're not going to give you a permit. I mean, that kind of stuff is stupid. But from what we've been hearing lately is if you've got a business, you know, like, you know, that doesn't rely on that, needing those kind of things, is that you can start it and get going and fast. And that's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a break. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, Young Entrepreneur Week, Tim Rayo and Jason Nally. We'll be right back.
Yeah, like I'm a...
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank, flashlight, and radio, 4 blankets, 2 tube tents, first aid kits, food for 2 people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
In the mood for fair? Today is Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with free admission for kids 12 and under, plus special ride all day for one prize carnival wristbands, the free high-flying motorcycle show presented by Mike's Hard Lemonade, and be sure to catch the prize drawings at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. Fill out your entry form to win Waterworks Park daily passes, Viking Skate Country passes, Pepsi hats and t-shirts, and much more. Tomorrow is Senior Day with free admission for seniors over 62 and the annual wine tasting. Friday, it's Country Music Heartthrob Call and Ray, sponsored by Coors Light and KRCR News Channel 7. Saturday, Budweiser presents Auto Races, and Sunday, Bud Light brings you a full racing program including high school team racing, plus the Fox 20 Premier West Bank Shasta Idol Competition, hypnotist Chris Mabry, Washboard Willie's special brand of musical entertainment, the Junior Livestock Auction, and much more. Are you in the mood? The Shasta District Fair, open until 11 p.m. today at the fairgrounds in Anderson, where all the grandstand entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Well, I won't back down.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abad, 8:54 in the morning, June the 13th. Welcome back. We're this Young Entrepreneur Week, and we've had two a day here, and talking anywhere from restaurants to today biodiesel and simple business solutions. On how to do things smarter and save yourself money, and then we've asked about starting businesses here, and it could be easier in some ways. When you've got a new business, trying to figure out just how you should be regulated, that could be crazy. What would you tell people that they called you and said, hey, we're thinking about coming back here? Well, what would you tell them, Tim?
You know, the first thing I would suggest is getting involved in the community. There are so many great organizations to be a part of. It helps both you and your family, if they're not from here, get settled in more quickly. And it's a great way to make connections and really get a feel for the business community here.
And Jason?
I'd have to agree with Tim.
Getting yourself into the community, and that's absolutely true. I mean, we've probably made contacts a lot faster just because of the business we're in, and we can't help but do that.
Well, we got involved, of course, you being a returning veteran. We got involved with the Patriot Guard Riders, and it is one thing led to another. We had different friends that you meet, and you go on rides, and then they own businesses, and they belong to organizations. And this is a community that's very, very welcoming. We have a good friend of ours, the McConnells, when they first came. Bonnie McConnell got involved with the newcomers, and that went into different organizations as well. So, like you said, there's always Rotary, and there's several just great Rotaries here in town. People are so passionate about their own personal Rotary. So glad that you guys are very involved in that. And we have got about 4 minutes left. What would you say, Tim, for anybody who was on the fence? Of course, we had somebody from our chat room saying, how do I get involved, and how do I, if there's a company out there to get sponsored and stuff like that, what would be your advice for somebody who's maybe on the fence to throw everything they've got into the goods basket to make it happen?
Into starting a business? I think there are a few different resources that somebody could tap into. One is the Small Business Development Center, with great organization. They provide a wide range of counseling. If they are also looking at hiring people, I would definitely recommend talking with Smart Business Resource Center and the Shasta Economic Development Commission, because there's a variety of things like the Enterprise Zone, which I myself have been able to benefit from through some of those tax credits. They also have hiring tax credits and other things related to startups. Those organizations are really great resources to find out what is available and to figure out how you can qualify.
Jason?
I think also, I mean, on top of what Tim said, is finding people in the community that are wise business leaders and that have businesses and talking to them. And because everyone's going to want you to succeed. And, I mean, I think I got so much great advice from different business owners here in town.
Great. And tomorrow at 9 o'clock, we have the Shasta Startup, which very much like you said, these are some of our business leaders that have been in town for many, many years that are here to help give the positive spin on the positive aspects of doing business and encouraging people in the North State to know that, hey, we're not a sinking ship here. We've got it going on.
The future. You see a bright future up here, even with the economy the way it is right now?
I see the economy improving quite a bit. I mean, considering where restaurants were at even a year ago, I mean, they're seeing numbers that they haven't seen in a while. So,
and cars being sold.
Yeah.
And Tim?
Yes, my clients are seeing growth. And I'm touching people here in Redding as well as, you know, all the way east to Arkansas and north up to Seattle. So
you cover the whole area there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you cover not just Redding area, but different states too.
That's correct.
That's interesting to know. Okay, your websites?
Mine is smartalternativefuels.com.
Okay.
And cutcostsgrowsales.com.
Cutcostsgrowsales.com. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here today. And, I mean, we really appreciate that.
You've inspired me.
You know what? This whole week has been very inspiring. You know, you read all those things, oh, everything's so wrong. And you talk every day. You all come in here with a great attitude and a success story. So. Tomorrow we got Chief Rob Paletti on at 7:15 in the morning, and then we've got two more of our young entrepreneurs coming in to talk about what they believe in here in the North State in Redding.
And tomorrow night for On the Spot with Linda Bott, we're going to be talking a lot of things towards Father's Day. We're going to have ticket giveaways for the Shasta County Fair.
There you go. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to Casey and R. Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Is too big to fail also too big to regulate?
It appears that executives and regulators simply can't understand what is happening in all these offices at once.
Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown at a Senate hearing on risky bets at J.P. Morgan Chase. Fox Radio's Rich Johnson live on Capitol Hill.
And Lisa, the CEO of that bank, J.B. Dimon, says fixing problems like bad risk should not automatically mean more regulations.
There's some that we think don't make sense, and we think we're entitled to the ones to tell you the things we don't make sense.
To which New Jersey Democrat Bob Menendez counters.
The American people, after making major investments in your bank and other institutions, are entitled to ensure that they don't have to reach into their pocket again.
But Jamie Dimon says the money lost in the bad decisions by J.P. Morgan executives was the bank money, not client money or taxpayer money. Lisa?
Well, rich protesters interrupting the hearing, chanting, "Stop the vultures."
Stop the vultures now!
Six arrested and charged with disruption of Congress.